What up, guys? New BCG podcast episode. I'm your host, Diana. Thank you all for tuning in. And today I'm going to be talking about Cardi B and her latest single, Like What? Freestyle. We're going to talk a little bit about just things have been, you know, spurring on social media after the release, before the release. So let me just start off with this. With the release of Cardi B's new single, I'm going to be honest about my take on this album. And, this single. But what I'm going to say is I think that I just personally think that the song was not... It was vibey. It was catchy. But I do feel as though, and this is my honest opinion, I feel like it was a song that could have been released a few years back. It just doesn't sound dated. You know what I'm saying? It sounds a little bit outdated. It just doesn't give that. It doesn't give that vibe. But let's just say this. You know, I think Cardi B. Has gotten into a space where she has started to become chart obsessed. And I think being chart obsessed could take the fun away for a lot of artists. And sadly, because she has such a beef with Nicki Minaj, and we know that there are a lot of pages who rep Nicki, and there are a lot of pages who only post about Nicki, and there's a lot of pages who post about Cardi, but they only post her in a bad light because they know that the fans of Nicki are going to, jump on her like the Barbs. They're going to do those things. And these pages know that. So they do it deliberately just to start an issue. What I'm going to say is that Cardi B, to me, and this is just my honest opinion, I feel like the passion for the rap game has been removed, you know. And I say that in a way of just being real, because I honestly don't think that she is in a space where she loves it a whole lot. I think it's more so, well, let me put out a song so, you know, I can put it out and people can stop talking about me not releasing or whatever, whatever. See, in rap music, you have to put out things on your time. If you're not ready to put out a song, don't do it. Keep doing your features and just keep, you know, keep doing what you want to do. You know, don't worry about people. And I think I sit online a lot, and I pay attention to a lot of tweets and different things that people are saying. And when it comes down to female rap, in my personal opinion, is it comes down to female rap and the ones who are actually excelling in what they're doing, they are the artists who are not chart obsessed. Doja Cat is not chart obsessed, and we see what Doja Cat has been able to do and what she's doing. We see how she's been moving. We see that she's continuously selling records. She has the most, and I don't know why nobody talks about these things, but she's selling. Like, she had the most, streams this year for a female rapper on the Spotify platform. Nobody has talked about that. And it wasn't just Spotify. I think it was other places too, where I think she overshadowed numbers from other female rappers, but she's the top selling. Like, she's the top right now. And I don't know why nobody talks about it. I think it's ridiculous that nobody talks about Doja Cat being the top in a lot of things right now. Outside of Nicki, and yes, Nicki is in the top in a lot of other categories too, but Doja, to me, for her to be young, to her to be in this game, for her to be an artist who doesn't, you don't really see her on a whole lot of social media doing a whole bunch of different stuff. She's always minding her business, and she's outselling a lot of people. Even the men, she's outselling. Like, it's not just the women that she's outselling. She's also outselling men. Now, when we talk about female rappers who are selling, let's talk about Megan Thee Stallion, because she's selling records. She's a artist who I feel like if she puts out anything right now, is going to chart on the Billboard Hot 100. And people are going to run and listen to it because it's Megan Thee Stallion and she's a real rapper. People want to hear real rap. I don't, you know, the whole idea that female rap is in a space where is dead or is no longer, or like, for instance, I just seen something where I hate even mentioning dude, but Joe Budden says that the female rap wave is done. And how is that possible when female rap is really what all we talk about? Like, female rap is the only thing that gets the needle moving on social media. Like, I'm not being funny. Like, Anytime female rap is brought up in a conversation, that's all we're talking about. We're barely talking about the men now. The men are actually not making as much noise as they were years ago. Nobody's really talking about the men rappers. Like, the women rappers are really hip-hop right now. So to say that the wave is done is ridiculous. And I don't even know where that stuff comes from. Like, it's like people just pull shit out of their ass because they have an issue with certain artists in a way, or they just have an issue with female rap in general. But that's a misogynistic statement, because female rap is not a wave. These women are always going to be here. They're going to be around. And the thing that I like about the female rappers now in this era is that I do think some of them like drama, but I do feel like they're worried about their paper. They're getting into spaces that you didn't think they could really get into, you know, like they're doing things like brand deals and Super Bowl commercials and selling out collections and things like that. That type of stuff is dope. No matter, I don't care who really tells you that it's not. It's dope to be able to do that as a female rapper, because there was once a time where female rappers were only looked at to rap. These women are out here getting to the bag. So you can't sit here and say, oh, well, female rappers wave is dead. That sounds crazy to me, because there's no way you could actually believe that a female rapper wave is dead when, look, Megan Thee Stallion just went number one on Billboard. Nicki is selling out a tour, from what I know. I mean, I've seen clips on social media where, you know, the tour, I don't know what the metrics are, but I do feel like she's probably selling out that tour. The tour's doing well. You got artists like Glorilla, who has the hottest song out with Yeah Glow. I mean, let's be real. If you want to talk about what the female rappers are doing, you got Flo Milli with the Never Lose Me song, where she's it's still on the Billboard Hot 100. I mean, you have Sexy Red, who was carrying the clubs like just last year. I think summer she was carrying and everybody was talking about her. Like, the female rap wave is still here. You can't possibly sit around and say that it's not. Now, in regards to people like Cardi B, I just think Cardi B has to really take time off and revamp herself. I don't think that taking a few months off and coming back is going to help, you know, where you want to be in, like the space you want to be in as a female rapper. And I also have to mention that people are not really talking too much about, people are not really saying a whole lot about how she handled the situation with her fans. When she went on social media and basically was like, and basically said, oh, well, I'm not back with Offset or, you know, whatever, whatever, to her fans. And she's like, the only people that are tweeting it are my fan base. I'm going to be all the way realistic about that. I don't feel like that was necessary for her to be a artist and to do that. I think that you got to look at the metrics of everything and understand that you are an artist, so you can't do certain things like that. And when you get online arguing with your fans or even saying things towards them that seems, you know, disrespectful or whatever the case is, you're putting yourself in a bad space. You're putting yourself in a situation where your fans are kind of going to not really like you in a way, because when people do stuff like that, it's not really to help them. It's actually to hurt their brand. You're not helping your brand by going online and arguing with your fans. And that's just me being honest. If you want people to be realistic with you about that part of everything, then you have to be honest and say, look, Cardi B made a mistake by going online, arguing with the fans. Do I feel like she can bounce back from this? Absolutely. She's Cardi B. She's been in the game for so long. She's a veteran to me. Like, I feel like Cardi B is a veteran. Anything that she touches is gonna be fire. And I honestly just do. I do feel like, I just think she should have took longer off and came back. I feel like releasing this song maybe in like the summer would have been dope. I think it was an early comeback, and I think it just wasn't timed correctly. I'm not saying the song is a bad song. I'm absolutely not. But I am going to say this, that it just wasn't her best. It just wasn't her best. It's a very catchy song. It just wasn't her best. And I do feel like sometimes when we give our critiques, we say stuff like, oh, well, she just needs to stop rapping. No, I don't feel that way about Cardi B. I think Cardi B should continue to rap. I think she's still one of the best female rappers. But I do feel like, in a way, that, as I've said before, female rap is going in another direction that isn't with, you know, it's in another direction right now. So what I mean by in another direction means, I mean that people are going to start looking more into lyricism, you know, like lyrics and trap beats have taken over. So if you're making something that's going to get people, you know, hype, then yeah, people want to hear it. But I don't feel like, and that's just my opinion, I don't feel like female rap is in a place where you could just create a hit. It's going to have to resonate with the people. People are actually going to have to like it. Now, for instance, I heard Megan Thee Stallion I'm hoping that she puts out this song, because it's honestly going to give her a more versatile look with everything that she's been doing. I hope that she puts this song out, because it's going to be a club banger if she does. It's a song that she previewed with Kyle Ritchie. And I like his sound. Like, I've always liked Kyle Ritchie's sound. If she puts this song out, this is going to give her a much different look from what these past two songs have given her, where she talked her shit or whatever the case is. This song is like a toxic anthem for the ladies and the fellas. And this is what we need right now from her. Like, a happy song is going to be what she needs to go up. And I'm hoping after that it's going to be an album release. And that's it. Because if her album is going to be something like that, that's going to be fire. And look, I'm all for, you know, the female rap, you know, female rap unity. But we just need to always be honest about where these female rappers are. I think a lot of people allow themselves to become too involved because they honestly don't like some of the female rappers that are in the game. And they use that as a take or a conversation when they speak on these female rappers. Like, saying that female rappers aren't selling because you don't like them is crazy. I just think that's a crazy take. That's just my opinion. I just think that's a crazy take to say that female rappers are not selling because you have a issue with some of the female rappers that are current in the game or just doing what they're doing right now. Just be honest with what you're speaking on and then move on. Because if female rap is not around, we're not really talking about anything. You got the J. Cole's, you got the Kendrick Lamar's. Those guys are very silent. They don't do a whole lot of rapping. Outside of those two artists, who else are we talking about? Lil Baby's not putting out any music. Lil Durk is not putting out any music. NBA Youngboy is putting out the same trash music over and over. Like, when are we going to start talking about, like, when are we going to start being real? You know what I'm saying? Like, when are we going to start actually being 100 and honest? I think female rap is where it's at right now. And that's just my honest opinion. I think Cardi B is going to bounce back from this. I do not feel like this is the end for her. I do feel as though she has to really tap into a totally different sound. And that's just that. I want her to do well, but I do feel like she's experiencing different things with her sound, her look. And all I'm saying is that at the end of the day, regardless of what, you have to revamp yourself eventually. Like, she's been in the game so long, she has to revamp herself and do something different. So that's just my take on Cardi and the Like What freestyle. As I said, I gave it a 7 out of 10. I didn't down anything that was made. I just feel like it wasn't her best. I feel like she could have did better. And that's just me personally. I definitely feel like for sure that she's still a veteran in the game. And I still feel like she still has much more time left. I just think she has to revamp herself. She has to do something different. I want to hear Cardi on some different beats. I want to hear Cardi on trap beats. I don't like hearing Cardi on these beats that she was just on. I want to hear her on a trap beat. So, hopefully that happens next. Thank you all for tuning into the BCG podcast. I'm your host, Ayana, and enjoy the rest of your day.